Hallelujah. The first Hallelujah
that we started last month, we started a little bit, we gave an interesting chat from the Shlo. We'll just start again and go through it a little bit quicker. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hashem. Gemara says, there's 10 Lashonos of Tefillah, and the Gadol Shebekulam is Hallelujah. That it's the Shem V'Shevach V'Yachad. It's the Shem of the Rebbeinu Shalom, Yud-K, together with Hallelujah, Lashon of Tefillah, and Memela, Lashon of Shevach. And that's the Gresta Lashon of Tefillah is Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Nafshi Es Hashem. It's really coming off of what it says, the Tesis. It's coming off what it says in the end of Tilas Hashem Yidaver Pi, that which is really the last pasuk. Anachnu is not part of Tilas Hashem. Tilas Hashem Yidaver Pi. That David HaMelech says about himself. Tilas Hashem Yidaver Pi. My Pi should speak. Yidaver Lashon Asid. So he says, he turns to himself and he says, Hallelujah Nafshi Es Hashem. My nefesh shouldn't just be min asaf and lechutz. It should be nafshi. Hallelujah Nafshi Es Hashem. Hallelujah Hashem Mechayai. Azamar Leikav Oidi. Hallelujah Hashem Mechayai. The Pasha Pshad is Mechayai while I'm still alive. Azamar Leikav Oidi. Ba'oidi Bechayim. Says Rashi. And we mentioned that Ba'oidi is also with my Gansa Mahus, with my essence. My whole Mahus, my whole body should be one manifestation of Shevach Tarubanish. Everything that I do, everything that I say, everything should always be my ba'idi, my whole mahus, my whole tsugang, as they say, my whole chayim should be a praise to Ribbono Shel Olam. Al tiftachu b'nedivim, then adam shein lo tshuva. We'll leave the pshat of the shlo that we mentioned last time. Now, just learn pasha pshat. Al tiftachu b'nedivim means don't be boiteach. Don't rely even on a generous person, even on a nadir, somebody that wants to help, and he has the echelus to help. You can't rely on him because not always is he going to be able to come through. He doesn't. Sometimes he can't. Sometimes he's not going to be feeling well. Sometimes he's not going to be available. Sometimes he's not going to have the ability to do it, whatever he wants to do. I'll tip the woman and even. I think it was a Rothschild that said, Baron Rothschild that said, one thing's for sure, he's not going to die of starvation. And he got locked in a safe, and that's how he died. He died of starvation. He had all the money with him, but it didn't help him. Like the Gemara says in Gittin, about by the Shas of the Churban, that even the richest ladies, right, Kaspam and Mechutz, they had all the money, and they didn't have anything to do, because there's nothing to buy with all the money. Al tiftachu b'nedivim, ven odom is really a derogatory term. If you look at the beginning of Yechezkel Anovi is always referred to as ben odom. And Rashi brings down two pshatim why he's referred to as Ben Adam. No one else is referred to as Ben Adam. So one of the pshatim that he says is Ben Adam was that the Yecheskel was zeichet to see the Ma'aseh Merkava, which is kilu the gresta mailo in a saga of the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Ma'aseh Merkava. So Rashi brings down that he was mahalech in the rakia kilu with the malachim. So Mamela, they refer to him as Ben Adam. You should realize that he's not a malach. He's just a Ben Adam. You're just a human being. You're not one of us. So it's really a derogatory term. Al tiftachu b'nedivim ben odom, in a person which you think is a great person, a benefactor, and really ken zayin she'en lo tshuva. He doesn't have the yichilus to help out, like the story that we just said. Very often he can't even help himself. Certainly he can't help all these people unless the Ribbono Shel Olam wants the person to help. He's not. A person's life is dependent on his ruach, his neshama, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the yichilus to breathe, whether he wakes up in the morning. Right? And he doesn't have the yichilus to stop it. You can't stop it. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants to take away a person's life. There's no way to stop that. Maybe a Maimer Muzgar, since it's a Tefillah Vad, this past week it says in Rashi, it said by Noach, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh went into the table. Rashi brings down, what does it mean Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh? Three times in the Torah it says Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh. One by Noach, one by Mamre HaSinai, and one by Yitzias Mitzrayim, and one by Moshe Rabbeinu when he was being lifted. So Rashi says, why does it say Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh? Because in all the three times, the people in the generation said, we're not going to let it happen. Said to Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm going to do it in the middle of the day, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, in front of everybody, let's see if you can stop it. By Noach, they said, if we're going to see him going to the Teva, we're going to stop him. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, they said, if we're going to see him leaving, we're going to stop him. And by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that if we see that he's going to die, we're going to stop him from dying. In fact, Rashi Abraham Shulevitz, the first two we can understand. You can stop somebody, you can try to stop them going to the table, hold them down, tie them up, put them in jail. Yitzias Mitzrayim, they'll stop them. The Mitzrayim were stronger than the Yidim. we're going to stop them.
But the Misa of Moshe Rabbeinu, how can you stop the Misa of Moshe Rabbeinu?
Says the Shiva of Chaim, you can stop it, I need tefillah.
You have the Yechelis to stop it. On that, the Chiddush of the Rebbeinu Shalom was, no, even though Batsim you have a Koyach HaYidei Tvilo, nevertheless, I'll take him back to my Yom HaZeh, you're not going to have to stop. So first of all, you see the Koyach HaTvilo, that it has the Yechelis to be Mishanis and Igzer, to change Metzius. And certainly if there's Igzera, it has the Yechelis to stop it. But another Nekuda is, I saw once about Rav Shimshon Pinkis. Rav Shimshon Pinkis tined it about himself that he said there was never anything that he davened for they didn't get. Anything that he really davened for they didn't get. And the story is that he mamish got his way out of, he worked his way out of very sticky situations. Pashar Adi Tvila. One of his sons said he was killed in a car accident in Kiyodua. And one of his sons said that the reason why he had to be nifter like that is because had he been sick, had he had any minute to daven, he would have been able to get out of the gzir. In other words, what am I saying? Teitzerucha Yishul Amasai were tully in Gansin in the Rebbeinu Shalom. And a person doesn't have the Echirlis to stop the Rebbeinu Shalom from taking the Ruach. Whichever way, maybe Koyach HaTvil is a Grace Azach, and it has the Echirlis. But even that, not always does the person have the Echirlis to stop. Vayayimahu, on that day that he's nifter, Ovdu Eshtanayis, if he loses all, Rashi says Eshtanayis, it means his Machshavis, all his plans, all his Machshavis. Ashri Shekel Yaakov Be'ezra Yisibar Hashem Akov. Praiseworthy is some who kill Yaakov. Why does it say kill Yaakov? Step shot from the Shalom. Kill Yaakov, there's many different shotim. Ashri Shekel Avram Be'ezra. Ashri Shekel Yitzchak Be'ezra. Shekel Moshe. What's Yaakov? Lulei de Mistafin Amino. It's Eginim Shat. But something that always bothered me. Yaakov Avinu worked for Lavan for a number of years. 20 years altogether. 7, 7, and 6. The first 14 years is for a reason. The last 6 years was for money. How many times did Lavan change his wages? 100 times. A Saras Mainim, 100 times. Who in the right mind works for a boss who changes his wages 100 times? He should have left. He wanted to leave. And Lavan said, no, I want you to stay. He only stayed because Lavan wanted him to stay. So why didn't he leave? First time, you come to the guy says you have 14 vacation days. You're working, you get hired, 14 vacation days. You come to him and you say, I want to take off vacation. No. You only have 10 vacation days. Okay, no. It's not paid vacation, by the way. And every time that you speak to him, but something else is different. Who in the right mind stays? No one would stay. Why didn't Yaakov Avinu stay? Ashri Shekel Yaakov Ezri. Because he realized that it had nothing to do with loving. And if he's supposed to make banas, he's going to make banas. And that's what it says. I went to sleep, and I saw in my chalayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bringing over the sheep from one place to the next. I'm supposed to make the banas, I make the banas. Mach Nishnoi is who my boss is. Mach Nishnoi is what he tells me. Doesn't make a difference. Ashri Shekel Yaakov Be'ezrei, that he was totally Sivrei al Hashem Aleikov. His Sivrei, his hope, his bitochin is in Hashem, who's Merachim. Aleikov, who's Mashgiach on him, Yashkoch HaPratis, to know. Oysa Shmayim Va'aretz, he has the Echirlis. Oysa, he means constantly Oysa. Yes, the Yemes Kol Asher Bal, and he's Machai everything in the world. Hashem Re'emes Lo'ilam. We'll just finish the rest. Hashem Re'emes Lo'ilam, he keeps his Avtocha. Lo'ilam means, even if you don't see it right away, at the end of the day, he will be Shem Re'ez Avtocha. Oysa Mechon Lo'ir, Oysa Mishmad La'ashukim, he does proper judgment for those that are taken advantage of. Mason Lechem Lor Avim gives food to those that are hungry. Hashem Atir Asurim. Hashem Begeyach Avim takes people out of jail. He gives sight to people that can't see. Hashem Zekev Kifufim. Hashem Oyev Tzadikim. It's got a horror here. We'll get into it. This is always something that somebody's lacking. A hungry person is lacking bread. The guy that's in jail is lacking getting freedom. The guy that can't see is lacking the ability to sight. Hashem Oyev Tzadikim. What's that? They're lacking something that. I once heard a pshat that Betzim, a tzaddik is somebody that has great Yerushamayim. His Yerushamayim overcomes that he focuses on the year more than the Ava. But the Baruch Hu gives also a dose of Ava in addition to the year. Hashem Shemres Gerim, people that don't have the Yechilus, they're by themselves. Hashem helps the people out. Yosef Almani Yoydid, he encourages and he gives a koyach to Yosef Almani Vederach Shem Yavis, and he thwarts the ways of Rishayim. Yimlech Hashem Lo'ilam Lekayat Yen Adom Vederach Kodesh Baruch Hu, who Yimlech Hashem Le'olam, the Melech, who is Alekayach HaTzion, who is Sheikhin in Tzion, that's his Mokim, he's going to be the Melech Le'olam HaLelukah. Just one quote over here. Revol Ben Elishur says that despite the fact that the Chorah, the Pashas of the second half, is just referring to just trying to give a mashal of the Koyach of the Rebbeinu Shalom, you see that in all aspects, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has the Yecholus. Don't be b'teichin people, be b'teichin the Rebbeinu Shalom. Look what he does, he gives food to the people that need, he takes people out of jail, and he gives people sight, and he gives people pulu. It's just the raya. But he says that really it applies to every single person at different points in their lives. a different point than everybody in their lives goes through different times that they're alone, and they just came to Eretz Yisrael, they just came to Nuchabur, they don't have anybody to help them out. The Kadosh Baruch Hu helps them out. They're the ger. The Yosef Alman Rachman Hatzlan doesn't have to be as a Kiyovi Vimi Azavuni, Hashem Yansveni. Somebody that doesn't, he doesn't know where to go, he doesn't know what to do in his life. He's a Iver to a certain extent, because the Baruch Hu helps him out. He's feeling down, Hashem Zegev Gevuvim. Everybody has those times, everybody's gone through all these different matzavim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has helped them realize, says David HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has helped you through all these matzavim. Certainly, if you want to be Beitech and anybody, be Beitech and the Rebbeinu Shalom, and not in Eben Odom.